I'm just going to say this, Neil. Don't yell at me. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be respectful. But I watched at the end of my show yesterday, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, give a very important short speech on the United States deciding to get some, you know, to get some of our M1, our good tanks. It's going to take months, by the way. It doesn't just happen overnight. Over to the Ukraine, okay? Neil, we're all human. But it was painful, very important announcement because it sends a message to Vladimir Putin, and Germany's following suit. So we're going to get some more heavy-duty stuff to the Ukrainian soldiers. Probably should have done it sooner. But, Neil, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it?
I did see it, and it was painful. There's no doubt about it. I'm certainly not going to yell at you for saying that.
I'm just watching it going, how many times did he say Russian when he meant to say Ukraine? You could tell there's a teleprompter. It was a speech. It wasn't. He stumbled through it. It was painful to watch. I felt bad.
And, you know, it's one thing to have a candidate running for re-election who doesn't want to go out and meet voters and subject himself to voters, but, you know, has the teleprompter. But when you can't even read the teleprompter,
yeah,
it's pretty bad. He called the Secretary of Defense some other title. He called the Secretary of State the Prime Minister.
It was embarrassing. It's a little bit problematic. It's actually quite concerning because he's not all there. I'm sorry. What I saw yesterday was yesterday, not all there. And then when he walked off, the president, and one question was asked, and it was a good one. Basically, did we do this because Germany pressured? And the president correctly stopped and said, no, we're working together. We're working together on this. And I thought he answered it. And then he walked off. And then there were some shouts about the Vice President Mike Pence, you know, classified documents. And just when he walked into that door, did you see that image? It was only a few seconds. He just looked like an old, tired man. I mean, that's maybe what he is. I'm not being mean, but he looked like he was walking and he was just going to go in the next room and fall down on a sofa. I go, wow.
Now, here's the problem, though. Everyone knows this. And people know that he not only is 80 years old, he's having stumbles when he has press conferences and communicating. He is got bad poll numbers, 67% according to the latest UNH poll as of yesterday, 62%, sorry, Democrats believe he should not run again. 62% of your own party. So he's weak. They know it. And yet he's rigging the primary calendar in order to get the best advantage. And the Democratic Party apparently is going to go along with this. And they're going to put a weak candidate forward. So when the Republicans choose the strongest candidate to take on the Democrat, it's not going to be that way on the other side. That's not good for Democrats.
No, and
that's
Neil,
the problem.
But I think they see that, and I think that's why this whole the White House, the stumbling, the bumbling, the documents. I think there's some people that see that. I'm not saying the president was set up by his own people, but I think a lot of people see that. Neil, the president, the former president Donald Trump, coming to New Hampshire this weekend. What will be the net of this news wise? Trump speaks in New Hampshire. Touts first in the nation presidential primary. But what news comes from this other than Trump comes back to New Hampshire? I'm just asking.
I think that he'll be very well received. So I think that people will say Republican Party officials, because that's what it is. It's 505 officials of the party are going to receive him extremely well. Not only because of the fact that he's coming here as the first in the nation primary, but also because this is probably the best audience you could ever put yourself in front of being a former president. This is the meat and potatoes group. So I think he'll be well received. And I think there will be very little criticism of him from within that group. So I think it'll be a good trip for him. He's got two friends that are running for state party chair. So he really can't sort of lose on that. But I think that will be the news. And it's refreshing that he's coming here. I think it's great that he's going to meet with individuals, mm-hmm, take reporters' questions and all of that, like he should, mm-hmm, even though he's a former president and has rallies with I don't know how many thousands of people.
Yeah. Interesting. I noticed he's been shooting out polls recently on where he stands among Republican challenges. We had Mike Pompeo live on the show yesterday, and I asked former Secretary of State In the Trump administration, former director of the CIA, a very formidable, sharp person, Mike Pompeo, by the way, on all fronts, in my humble opinion. Wow. Does what Donald Trump do or Chris Sununu running here, does that affect it? Not at all. And I even asked him if Chris Sununu were to run the governor of New Hampshire, sort of the home court advantage with the Republican primary, does that dilute New Hampshire's primary on the Republican side for someone like you, Mike Pompeo? And he said, nope, not at all. So some of these people are making their decision regardless of Donald Trump or anyone in the field, it seems. But now, then again, I don't buy all that because I think politics is very calculating. I think Ron DeSantis is sitting in Florida on $80+ million governing Florida. He's not going to do, he doesn't have to do anything until spring in terms of showing any cards in his hand. But I do notice that you're going to start to see some of these candidates, including Trump, Sununu, Pompeo, DeSantis, there'll be indirect quotes where they're starting to take some shots at each other, my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I think I used to joke on the show that DeSantis needs a food tester when he goes to Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, I think that they've been taking shots at each other from day one. What the DeSantis strength right now shows isn't necessarily that DeSantis is probably this great white hope of Republicans. He could be. But what it shows is that there's people out there in the Republican Party who want to vote for someone other than Trump, but they like that sort of theme and brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see what the expectations are for DeSantis on this first day. His first day, because there's so much high expectations, will be his best day, in my opinion.
You're right.
So we'll see if he can hold that. And whether or not this vessel that everyone has put their subjective hopes and fears in the Republican Party into, whether or not that stands the test.
Yeah.
Because it's a long, hard test.
You're right. Your best day and your worst day is when you announce you're running for an office, because it peaks sometimes. All right, Neil Levesque, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. We'll catch you real soon on this Thursday. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Jack.